Welcome back to NewsRamp Business and Corporate for Friday evening, September 4th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Fortran Corporation announces resignations. Fortran Corporation has announced the resignation of Mr. Glenn Withers from the board of directors and Mr. Aaron Berry from his role as president. Fortran Corporation, a telecommunications system integrator specializing in cloud-based and AI platforms services, is undergoing changes in its leadership team.
Investor News breaks: Numa Numa Resources, Inc. advances diversified portfolio in Bougainville. Numa Numa Resources, Inc. is advancing an integrated mining and infrastructure portfolio in Bougainville, focusing on the reconstruction of the Panguna mine. The company is collaborating with customary landowners and positioning major mining companies as future partners. Numa Numa is also exploring opportunities at Mainoki and Corrado, developing the Manetti Limestone and Lime Project, and advancing the Bougainville Power and Light Project, aiming to provide up to 10 megawatts of power.
Katie Milton Jordan to bring AI and economic development thought leadership to PDI Fall Conference. Katie Milton Jordan will keynote and moderate at the 2026 PDI Fall Conference in Burlington, Iowa, focusing on AI, economic development, and community readiness. Her expertise in AI execution for mission-driven organizations aims to drive measurable results. The conference agenda includes discussions on downtown redevelopment, disaster preparedness, and legislative updates, addressing the challenges of adopting new technology while preserving local knowledge and relationships.
Investor News breaks: Market Street Capital, Inc. targets financing gap behind U.S. manufacturing reshoring. Market Street Capital, Inc. is stepping in to bridge the financing gap for mid-market U.S. manufacturers amid the trend of reshoring. The company assists manufacturers in securing various forms of financing to support expansion projects, including senior debt, equipment financing, and mezzanine capital. By catering to middle market companies, Market Street aims to help businesses capitalize on reshoring opportunities and drive domestic production growth.
Network news breaks: ALM Capital provides $3.80 million bridge financing to healthcare company. AOM Capital has provided $3.80 million in bridge financing to a Northeastern U.S. South healthcare company, offering near-term liquidity while awaiting payment on outstanding healthcare reimbursements. The financing, based on the company's pending reimbursement stream, aims to bridge the gap between service delivery and payment from third-party payers. This move expands AON's presence in healthcare and specialty finance, including bridge, receivables-backed, and special situation transactions. Investor News breaks: DataVault AI, Inc. to participate in Lake Street Capital Markets Big Ten Conference. DataVault AI, Inc. announced that Chairman and CFO Brett Moyer will participate in the Lake Street Capital Markets Big Ten Conference on September 10 in New York City. Moyer will be available for one-on-one meetings with investors during the event. DataVault AI is a leading AI platform company focused on transforming data and real-world assets into intelligent, secure, and monetizable digital assets. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, builds a diversified robotics platform for the next era of automation and advanced manufacturing. With a focus on robotics as a service provider deployments and strategic acquisitions, NGTF aims to tap into commercial, industrial, and enterprise automation markets. The company's diversified strategy includes proprietary technology and a proposed JJ Enterprise acquisition, offering multiple growth opportunities in the evolving automation sector.
Network news breaks: Nanox Imaging Limited expands Nanox.ARC distribution in New England. Nanox expands distribution of Nanox ARC in New England through a new agreement with Associated X-ray Imaging Corp. The agreement aims to increase access to the FDA-cleared digital tomosynthesis system in outpatient and community-based clinical settings. Nanox continues its mission to drive preventive healthcare by offering innovative medical imaging solutions and services.
Amazon signs additional renewable energy agreements in Sweden. Amazon has signed 4 new long-term agreements to buy carbon-free electricity from wind projects in central and southern Sweden. These agreements will add close to 200 megahertz of fresh carbon-free capacity to the Swedish grid. As more large corporations like Amazon expand their investments in clean energy, entities in the sector such as American Fusion Inc. could see increased opportunities.
European startup seeks to reinvent EV tires to slash toxic effects. European startup Enzo aims to revolutionize EV tires to reduce their toxic impact. Founder Gunnlager Erlandsson highlights the overlooked environmental damage caused by conventional tires. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may consider these innovative tire designs for their electric vehicles. For more green energy news, visit greencarstocks.com.
CESS Innovations International Inc. is turning India's surgical robotics opportunity into a global growth story. SS Innovations International Inc. is expanding its SI Mantra surgical robotics system globally, with 30 new installations in quarter 2, 2026. Revenue increased by 39.4% year-over-year to $13.90 million. The company now has 224 systems in 12 countries, with over 12,000 procedures performed. Regulatory clearances in the U.S. and Europe could further boost growth potential.
Tech media breaks. ThinkerMotion Inc. signs MOU with Lichen.ai and Blueflare for AI infrastructure capacity framework. Tech media breaks reports that ThinkerMotion Inc. has signed a memorandum of understanding with Lichen.ai and Blueflare for AI infrastructure capacity framework. AI and Blueflare for an AI infrastructure capacity framework. The agreement aims to match enterprise AI and HPC demand with potential modular BTN capacity in Western Canada. ThinkerMotion is set to be the owner-operator and Lichen as the customer-facing layer. No definitive agreements or contracts have been established yet.
Rock breaks. New Pacific Metals Corporation, NYSESE American. NUNYESE. American NYSEA, American NYP reports fiscal 26 results. Advances Karanga Silver Gold Project. New Pacific Metals Corporation reported a net loss of $990,000 for the quarter and $4.19 million for the year, with working capital at $37.76 million as of June 30. The company advanced its Karanga Silver Gold Project in Bolivia, signing 30-year administrative mining contracts covering 39 square kilometers. An updated preliminary economic assessment for Karangas showed a post-tax net present value of $2.65 billion and an internal rate of return of 35.9%.
Investor News Breaks, Nightscope Inquis publishes Executive Protection Field Brief ahead of GSX 2026. Nightscope Inc. has released the Executive Protection Agent, a field brief for chief security officers ahead of the Autonomous Security Force debut at GSX 2026. The brief details Nightscope's unified approach to continuous protection, offering licensed capabilities and 24/7 monitoring. With over 4.4 million autonomous hours logged, Nightscope currently serves 434 clients across 42 states.
Network news breaks. Veraxa Biotech AG appoints Raju Willener as Chief Financial Officer. Veraxa Biotech announced the appointment of Raju Willener as Chief Financial Officer, bringing over three decades of financial leadership experience. Willener will report to CEO Christoph Ants, PhD, supporting capital strategy and the development of BioTACR technology platform. Prior to VARACA, Williner served as CFO at Exentis Group AG, overseeing M&A initiatives and financial strategy. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
From molecule to medicine, Onco Innovations aligns ONC010. For clinical development, Onco Innovations has progressed ONC010 towards clinical development, achieving a 99.3% purity in a 300-gram development batch. The company identified a non-tin catalyst for improved impurity control in future manufacturing. Working on a potential first-in-human study pathway in Australia, Onco Innovations is advancing bioanalytical, toxicology, and regulatory preparations. Their lead candidate, ONC010, targets DNA damage response inhibition in cancer therapy, aiming to make cancer cells more vulnerable to treatment.
Meridian Holdings subsidiary Expanse Studios enters Slovenian market with Casino Portoroz distribution agreement. Meridian Holdings Inc.'s subsidiary Expanse Studios has secured a distribution agreement with Casino Portoroz DD in Slovenia. This deal will make Expanse Studios titles available on Casino.ci, Slovenia's first licensed online casino platform. The agreement follows the certification of Expanse Studios titles for the Slovenian market by Gaming Laboratories International, LLC, marking an important milestone for the company's expansion into regulated European markets.
Garuda Indonesia offers 170,845 free domestic round-trip seats to eligible international passengers flying to Indonesia from 14 origin cities across 10 countries. The initiative aims to encourage longer stays, multi-destination travel, and a broader distribution of tourism spending across the archipelago. Available for travel from August to November 2026, the program connects international and domestic flights seamlessly, promoting the number Discover More Indonesia spirit.
BioVersus to present at H.C. Wainwright 28th Annual Global Investment Conference. BioVersus AG will present a corporate overview at the H.C. Wainwright 28th Annual Global Investment Conference in New York City on September 16, 2026. The session will be led by Hernan Levitt, CFO, and Dr. Mark Gitzinger, CEO, with a live webcast available. BioVersus focuses on developing novel antibacterial products for serious infections caused by multidrug-resistant bacteria.
uBlox enhances GNSS timing validation with nanosecond accurate metasecond time service, integrating Switzerland's UTC traceable timing infrastructure into its GNSS test lab. This collaboration with Metas and Switch provides uBlox with continuous access to a UTC traceable reference, ensuring full measurement traceability for the development of next generation timing products. The infrastructure allows for rapid validation of GNSS timing receivers in-house, strengthening the development workflow. MPC Capital AG, officially renamed MPC Oceanic Group AG. MPC Capital AG has officially changed its name to MPC Oceanic Group AG, as approved by the annual general meeting on August 28, 2026. The company's shares remain listed on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange's scale segment. The ISI and WKN numbers remain the same, while the ticker symbol changes to MPCG. The new name reflects the company's focus on maritime and energy infrastructure investments.
Millennial Potash Corp, featured in coverage of the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference. Millennial Potash Corp was featured in the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference coverage. The company is advancing the Banyo Potash Project in Gabon, West Africa, with support from the U.S. International Development Finance Corporation. The project aims to complete the definitive feasibility study and secure a mining license in Gabon. Banyo's potential to become Africa's first potash mine could supply key markets like Brazil, the United States, Europe, and Asia.
INEO Tech Corporation, was recently featured in coverage of the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference. The company, known for building technology at the intersection of in-store retail media and loss prevention, reported its strongest revenue quarter in history, with preliminary unaudited revenue expected to exceed $1 million. INEO continues to expand its retail technology deployments, combining loss prevention infrastructure with digital displays for in-store advertising.
Greenland Mines GRML highlights Sarfartotok closing and Skarsgård development progress. Greenland Mines highlights the closing of the Sarfarto Neodymium Praseodymium Rare Earths Project acquisition and ongoing development progress at the free Skarsgård Palladium Gold Platinum Project. An independent initial assessment at Sarfarto revealed a high case pre-tax NPV of approximately $2.05 billion and 118.6% IRR. Neo Performance Materials is a strategic shareholder with offtake rights for up to 60% of future Sarfarto production. At Skarsgård, the company increased indicated PDEQ grade by 36% and contained indicated PDEQ ounces by 31% compared to the 2022 estimate.
Bimergen Energy Corp., NYSE, American, BESS, featured in coverage of the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference. Bimergen Energy Corp. was recently featured in coverage of the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference. The U.S. South-based renewable energy infrastructure developer focuses on utility-scale battery energy storage systems to enhance grid stability and support renewable generation integration in key U.S. South markets. Operating revenue is generated by buying energy at lower off-peak prices and selling back at higher peak prices.
Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc., NYSE American, IATCH, featured in coverage of the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc., was recently featured in coverage of the Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference. The company is focused on building a technology-enabled financial services platform for emerging financial institutions and fintechs. Through its subsidiary Atlas Clearing and planned acquisition of Commercial Bancorp of Wyoming, Atlas Clear Holdings aims to provide a suite of brokerage, clearing, risk management, regulatory, and commercial banking solutions. For more details, visit www.atlasclearing.com. HH Group acquires strategic Washington, D.C. student housing investment near George Washington University, expanding national portfolio. HH Group has acquired Varsity on K, a student housing investment near George Washington University in Washington, D.C., expanding its national portfolio past $1 billion in assets under management. The acquisition aligns with HH Group's strategy of investing in university-anchored markets and strengthens its presence in the nation's capital. The property will be rebranded as Haven on K, offering modern amenities and a prime location near major attractions.
Tech Media Breaks, Azio AI Holdings, Inc. positions to meet rising infrastructure demand. Tech Media Breaks, Azio AI Holdings, Inc. is gearing up to meet the increasing demand for infrastructure. The company is focusing on developing AI data centers, GPU, high-performance computing, and digital power solutions. Recent developments include a $27.90 million AI infrastructure agreement with Power Champion Investment Limited and a $2.40 million deal with AT&T for fiber connectivity. Azio is strategically positioned to capitalize on the growing global need for AI infrastructure and technologies. Creators build on rented digital land. Digital age is building the infrastructure for greater control. Creators are building on rented digital land. But digital age is changing the game by constructing media infrastructure that gives creators more control and transparency over their work. With a focus on ownership and control, Digital Age aims to provide creators with the tools to protect, distribute, and monetize their content without relying on external platforms. The company's approach emphasizes creator ownership and control in an ever-changing digital landscape.
Investor news breaks. OS Therapies, Inc., NYSE American, OSTX heads to Moody Capital Conference amid major OST-HER2 regulatory push. OS Therapies, Inc., NYSE AMICAR. OSTX is set to attend the Moody Capital Solutions 2026 Disruptive Growth and Life Sciences Conference in NYC on September 9 to 10. The company will engage with investors and strategic partners as it enters a crucial regulatory phase for its investigational therapy, OST-HER2, targeting fully resected pulmonary metastatic osteosarcoma. Key FDA and UK regulatory meetings are expected in September, with potential RMAT and rolling review decisions to follow.
Hoffman & Company launches full platform, uniting 10 operating companies and 7 venture portfolio companies under one roof. Hoffman & Company launches its full platform, uniting 10 operating companies and 7 venture portfolio companies under one roof. The new FikaKaufmanCo.com marks the completion of a year-long effort to bring Daniel Kaufman's real estate, workforce housing, and venture investments into a single integrated platform. The platform spans residential development, workforce housing, AI infrastructure, and venture capital, with more than $2 billion in project value delivered and over 10,000 housing units developed.
Administering immunotherapy prior to surgery has been shown to significantly improve treatment outcomes for glioblastoma patients, according to a recent preclinical study from Switzerland. This new approach, compared to the traditional sequence of surgery followed by immunotherapy, could potentially revolutionize brain cancer treatment. Companies like Palladi Biotherapeutics, Inc. may be influenced by this groundbreaking research.
U.S. automakers diversify into energy storage as EV demand weakens. U.S. automakers are shifting towards energy storage as electric vehicle demand weakens due to subsidy cuts and supply chain issues. Companies like Tesla Inc. are leveraging their battery production capacity for energy storage systems, aiming to deepen market penetration. This move comes as a strategic shift amidst changing market dynamics.
Chile offers important lessons for transforming the energy sector. Chile's successful overhaul of its power sector serves as a valuable lesson in renewable energy transformation. A recent analysis highlights the potential of wind and solar energy surpassing expectations. With rising electricity demand, companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. are crucial in advancing clean energy systems. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on shaping the green economy, aims to provide tailored corporate communication solutions for companies in the renewable energy sector. Frontera's North America Inc.'s leaders, Matthew McKean and Joseph Witherspoon, bring essential expertise in sales, management, finance, engineering, and industrial project execution as the company advances towards commercial operations. The success of industrial technologies often hinges on leadership and operational capabilities. Frontera's is focusing on commercializing its FastForm technology in the coal sector, aiming to convert coal into high-value products with a skilled management team.
Investor News Breaks Rail Vision Limited, NASDAQ, RVSN, FSE, S80 selected for MXV Rail Locomotive Sensor Testing Program. Rail Vision Limited has been selected for the MXV Rail Locomotive Sensor Testing Program to develop restricted speed enforcement capabilities for the North American freight rail. Industry. This collaboration with MXV Rail's TCCO committee marks a significant step in evaluating Rail Vision's AI-powered perception technology for automation and enhanced rail safety in the industry.
A News breaks, Knight Food Holdings, Inc. expands AI-powered robotics platform across multiple industries. TechForce Robotics, a subsidiary of Knight Food Holdings, has expanded its AI-powered enterprise automation platform into various industries beyond hospitality. The company has secured a strategic agreement with JJ Enterprise, deployed its PURE autonomous support robot at SAPU Bio, and signed a non-binding LOI with NBR Intelligence for potential deployment of up to 5,000 robotic systems. These initiatives aim to strengthen operational and financial foundations for potential future listings.
So thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.